Isolation and family instability doesn't disappear when school's out for the summer or when it's abruptly stopped due to an unforeseeable pandemic. Pre-COVID data would suggest youth suicide was already a national epidemic. It's the second leading cause of death for ages 10 to 24, which has increased 30% in the past 20 years. We talked with experts at Tri-County Mental Health to learn more. How can parents and grandparents in the community begin to help? Just talk, they say.
It's a hard topic to speak about, but it's important to talk about it. And if you know someone that's struggling, to ask them specifically if they're having thoughts of suicide and helping them get connected to a mental health provider. We want people to reach out when they're having those thoughts.
Besides environmental stressors, there's science behind why youth are at a higher risk of suicide, according to Tri-County's Lori Wheelhouse.
We see with kids is just this complete overwhelm. They're not able to see hope beyond those stressors. Whereas for an adult, your brain is developed fully and you have the capacity to use your frontal lobe and really kind of calculate things, whereas kids don't have that. That part of their brain is not developed yet. And so impulse control is an issue with youth. And that's why we see that age range being such a high risk for suicide.
And with the lack of impulse control, youth suicide attempts are typically done in less than an hour. Tri-County's Talina Nelson explains.
Typically, when people are feeling suicidal and act on that, it's very impulsive. We act very quickly within 5 to 10 minutes of those thoughts. And if we can stop and get them distracted and talk to them and get them safe away from any means, lethal means, that's the biggest number one predictor of keeping people safe.
Tri-County currently serves 300 youth with its in-home case management program. Last year, thanks to a quarter-cent sales tax in Clay County, Tri-County now has 22 youth specialists working in schools.
And so we work hand-in-hand with our prevention team to really focus on teaching youth healthy, resilient skills, so emotion regulation and sense of community and who are your trusted adults. Those are the kinds of things that we're spending a lot of time focused on.
More education breaks down the stigma of mental or behavioral health issues, she says.
I think that we've had an opportunity to really push initiatives in Clay County, and we have some really strong champions. Their activity have become much more knowledgeable about behavioral health issues, about the effects of trauma on people's functioning. And so I think we've just had the opportunity to get more information to them.
Contacts and links to Tri-County and suicide prevention information can be found on KMZU.com. This is Joellen Black for KMZU News.